Hello and welcome to Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name's Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week we dive into another edition of Disney Trivia.
Let's dive in.
Ryan, this is episode number 130.
Yeah, welcome back as always, everybody.
Welcome back. Another successful week in the books.
We had a great week.
Great week. We've hung out with some family. We went on another podcast, Disneyland Forever.
We did.
That was really fun.
We had a great time.
Yeah, Jordan and Daniel always put on a great show. If you haven't checked out their podcast, definitely do that. Disneyland Forever. You've probably heard of it. Everyone,
it's the new craze.
Everyone's listening to it. No, but we talked about allergies at Disneyland, how I go about it. You probably already know this, but I have celiac disease. So that means I can't have gluten, wheat, rye, and barley. So that means I've got to avoid certain things at the parks. And they were curious, like, how does Disney handle allergies? Can you eat stuff? What can you eat? What can't you eat? And how do they handle it? So it was a good time.
Yeah.
Always a good time going over there. They will actually be on the show. Don't want to promise anything like date wise, but very, very soon. I'll just say that.
I'm so excited.
Life is, when you've got a little one, just everything gets all thrown up in the air. So,
oh, for sure.
Very soon, we have a very fun topic to talk to them about. They are pros at what we're going to talk to them about.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't wait to pick their brains.
Can't wait. I'm so excited.
So that'll be coming soon. But other than that, it's been good. I'm trying to think of what we've been up to. I mean, work, of course. You know, got to pay those bills and got to go see Disney, see the Mickey Mouse, the big cheese.
Which is coming up pretty soon. Non-Disney related, we watched Dune 2.
Yeah, so definitely not Disney related, not family friendly, but we did watch Dune 2. It finally came out on digital, so I was probably customer number one purchasing it on Apple TV. And because we didn't see it in theaters because, of course, the little one is here and We could sneak away for 3 to 4 hours. I just am nervous to sneak away for 3 to 4 hours.
Well, if you back up, remember, it was supposed to come out like a couple days before she was born.
Yeah, so last year. End of last year. And then they delayed it because of this Hollywood strike stuff.
Yes. And then finally when it came out, we were like, she was an itty bitty newborn. We were like, there's no way. So it was one of those things where we were supposed to go see it with friends and that never happened. So Caleb and I have literally been waiting to watch this movie since we saw Dune 1.
Yes, and I read the book since then, so I already knew everything what was going to happen, but it still blew my mind because it was beautiful. Seriously, those movies are some of the best to exist.
Highly recommend.
They are so good. Okay. But let's go back to Disney so the kids can enjoy. Other than that, we are preparing for our trip.
Yeah.
Watching all the walkthroughs, watching all the Disney vlogs, so keep it up, content creators.
Yes.
If you're listening, because we're watching, we love it. So.
Yes. And also a big thank you again for all of you who just have been sending all of your kind of tips and tricks for the little one. We really appreciate you. We have gotten so many messages and kind of just literally it's just been amazing. So thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We have made major purchasing decisions because of you guys. So thank you so much for helping. It has been truly a huge, huge help to us. But hey, before we dive into our main segment, let me just say it really quick. Not much Disney news since we've last spoken.
Uh-huh.
Not enough to talk about, so we're going to go ahead and skip news this week. We're just going to dive into the meat of it.
Yeah.
The fun, juicy bits. But before we do, let's talk about Patreon. We have a new member.
We do!
Nick, I know him as Nick Deco over on Instagram. He's got his last name on here. Nick DeCalandria? Uh-huh. I am so sorry if I'm butchering her name. DeCalandria.
Okay.
Nick. I'm just going to call you Nick. Thank you for joining us over there. Seriously, your support means the world. Welcome to the Patreon family.
We are so excited. Literally, you have no idea when, like, little notifications, because again, we get notified when we have a new member.
It was bath time when, for Maddie, not for me. I have a scheduled bath time every night. And so I had the water running and I like yelled out from the bathroom.
He's like, Nick, join the Patreon.
We got a new Patreon member. So it made some waves, Nick. Thank you so much for joining us over there. If you didn't know, we do have a Patreon, markethousepodcast.com/support. You can support the show over there. It really does support us. Again, we roll it all back right into the show. It enables us to buy fancy software so we can make this stuff sound good for you guys and buy equipment when it fails. So thank you so much for doing that. Also, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. It is a huge help to the show. Also, please share this episode with a friend. If you've got a friend that loves Disney, send this to them, and hopefully they can have some fun with it. All right, let's dive into the fun. All right. right, and that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode, and it is a listener favorite, Disney trivia.
I am so excited for
this. Okay, so usually we have a segment just dedicated to a couple of questions that we throw in every couple weeks. We'll do a Disney trivia segment. This is a full-blown competition.
This is going to be a showdown.
It's a showdown. So if you like Disney trivia, we're about to blow your minds.
And by that, we mean we're going to miss every single one.
Yeah, so we're pretty bad at it. And if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you'll know that we're pretty bad at Disney trivia, but we just love it so much. Even if we fail at it, it's still fun.
It's super
fun. And we know that you at home are following along. Mm-hmm. Maybe your kids are listening. They're keeping track of scores. They're, you know, throwing down the gauntlet and competing with each other.
Yeah.
That's what I love doing. I had two brothers growing up, and we would compete in everything we did. Very competitive kids. So
I'm so excited. I hope I don't lose.
You won't lose. You're better than I am. So let's dive in here. We're going to ask each other 10 questions each. Each question is worth a point. We'll keep it nice and simple. So you at home can get a max score of 20. So Caitlin and I can get a max score of 10. That makes sense. But you can play for both of us.
Right.
And you can get 20. So keep track of your score and share it with us over on the Instagrams. I feel like again, I don't know. It scares me, but TikTok's a whole other world.
Yeah.
I feel like an old man when I say, join us on Instagram, because I feel like all the kids are on TikTok.
I know.
But I don't understand it. I can't dance. I can't.
That
I don't have
not true.
An amazing talent.
You can definitely dance.
I really can't.
I cannot dance.
It's pretty disturbing to watch, but no, I...
Me?
No, me.
Oh.
Speaking of, no, you can get down and groove.
Okay. We're not.
Okay, we're done. No, but anyways, it's just crazy that there's probably going to be a new one in 5 years that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah. But for now, do it on Instagram.
Tic-tac-toe, the new latest craze. Okay, let's dive in. Enough about me rambling on. Let's go ahead and go. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
So you're going to ask me first?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Are you excited?
So, a little bit.
Okay.
A little nervous.
The first one's kind of tricky. It gets better and then some get really hard.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
I think so, yeah.
First question, how many siblings did Walt Disney have?
Oh, that's a good question. We know about Roy,
mm-hmm.
who helped, he was at the Disney company.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a sister, I believe, at one point.
I don't know, I only have the number, so yeah. I'm not entirely sure.
I may be getting this wrong. I think he had two siblings.
Incorrect.
No, three.
Incorrect.
Shoot, really?
Four.
Four siblings.
According to the interweb.
No, you're right, because I remember there's a story about him borrowing money from an older brother
mm-hmm.
at the Walt Disney Family Museum. Yes. And he has a letter saying, I swear I'm going to send you money back, to pay you back.
Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah.
So yeah, he had four siblings.
So four siblings, mm-hmm. five kiddos.
I know.
Holy smokes.
I know.
Okay. Busy household. Okay.
Question number two. When Anton Ego eats Remy's Ratatouille, what is he reminded of right away?
Something about his childhood, right?
Yes.
Is he on a bike? No. He's on a bike.
It's something a little bit more general than that.
Okay.
What does it take him to immediately when he takes a bite?
Anton Ego in Ratatouille, he takes the bite and it I know he's at this flashback.
It zooms him somewhere.
It zooms him somewhere. I don't know. His mother's cooking. Not on a bike. Are you sure?
I feel
like there's a bike involved.
He might be. I think he is on a bike.
No, I'm just
but
kidding.
Then he goes in. I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay. Question number three. What are the names of the boy and girl that Mary Poppins takes care of?
Oh my gosh. Asking me the wrong. I don't watch these movies all the time. I don't know. I've got other things to do. Billy and Caleb. Willie. Okay, let me think here. The kids. Does she sing about it in the Tuppence song? Because that's the only song I really know. Man.
It's Toppence, by the way.
Toppence? It's not Tuppence? Okay. By the way, we're recording this kind of late, so I'm a little delirious. I don't know. Mary? No, Mary is Mary Poppins. Okay, no. Let's just skip. Nope. I got it wrong. Just go.
Oh my God, that was so good. It's Jane and Michael.
Jane and Michael.
Oh my gosh, Caleb, you don't have any points.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, question number four, and this is, we're going to do a little Marvel situation.
Okay. All right.
Question number four. Whose power exceeds that of the Sorcerer Supreme?
What? Why are you asking me Marvel stuff? I rarely watch them.
It's fun. We've seen this.
The Sorcerer Supreme. Mm-hmm. Thanos?
So whose power exceeds that of the Sorcerer Supreme?
Oh, Timekeeper. No, incorrect. Not... Yeah, the girl. The animated thing.
No.
No. Okay. The Master Timekeeper.
No, it's the Scarlet Witch.
I'm sorry. I'm so lost.
So okay. Apparently the, who's the lady that's like the villain in that show? The Scarlet Witch. Agatha. Agatha mentions that in the show. That's the Scarlet Witch or Wanda.
That is very specific. Okay. Yes. I love it.
Okay. Number five. In Loki, what does the TVA stand for? Caleb, are you serious?
The something agency.
No.
No.
I thought you would get this because you were obsessed with Loki.
I loved Loki. Again, you're asking me on probably the wrong day. The time.
Time is correct.
Time variance.
Correct.
Oh, time variance. What's the A stand for?
You got that. Association. You're so close.
time variance. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Authority.
Authority.
Oh, you are so close.
All right.
Okay. Question number six.
This is bad, dude.
How is Bing Bong's wagon rocket powered and Inside Out?
Her imagination?
That's incorrect.
No, really? It sounds so right. Bing Bong, Bing Bong. Yeah, they sing. The song. I'm sorry, it's the song.
Yes.
They sing the song and it powers the wagon.
Yeah, so singing.
Yeah, singing.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay.
Good job. Okay.
Do imagination. Because she was forgetting him and he was going away.
Yes.
That had nothing to do with how it's powered.
No.
Okay.
Just the singing was what
I'm combining rules in the movie. Okay. Okay.
All right. Question number seven. Where does Mr. Incredible work under his secret identity?
He works at an insurance company.
That's correct.
Yeah, I remember that.
Awesome job. Okay. Question number eight. This is multiple choice.
Okay. Okay.
What is the name of Merida's horse in Brave? Is it Samson, Major, Maximus, or Angus?
Maximus.
Is that the final answer?
No. Angus?
That's
Angus
correct.
Angus sounds like a more Scottish name.
Yes. So the first time I read this question, I thought it was Maximus.
No, because Maximus is from another Disney movie. I think that's the curveball.
Isn't it Tangled?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Something, I don't know. Don't quote me on that. It's probably
I know.
Okay, question number nine. What is the name of Andy's sister in the Toy Story films? Is it Molly, Amy, Annie, or Emma?
Molly.
That is correct.
Yeah, I knew that.
Nice job.
All right. So I get four. Oh, I got one more.
One more.
I'm sorry. Okay.
What is the maximum score you can achieve on Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger spin?
What? 999,999.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you're over here freaking out.
Okay, because I looked at the board. I'm like imagining getting off the ride, looking at the board, and seeing that it can max out those characters.
You got 5 out of 10. Congratulations.
It reminds me of school. Getting flashbacks of math tests in eighth grade.
I think
grade.
You did great.
50%.
I thought you were going to get the TVA one.
My parents are proud of me at 50%.
I'm sorry. I'm proud of you.
Attaboy. That's what they tell me. I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, I was pretty bad at math growing up.
Me too, don't worry.
But like, it was more like accounting math all day long. I'll run stuff all, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like more when there's like set rules of algebra and geometry, forget it. I was bad. Yeah. I was better at algebra than geometry.
Yeah.
Geometry was so rough for me.
Oh my gosh. All
remember that in high school?
And stuff. It was terrible.
Get out. So if you're in geometry right now, I feel for you.
Ugh.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did terrible. 5 out of 10. Caitlin, I hope you fare better because that was pretty bad.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Question number one is, what is the significance of the number A113 that appears in many Pixar films?
It's the classroom the Imagineers were in when they had like their meeting.
Not Imagineers.
No. Animation artists?
Yes. So I'll give it to you. It was a classroom at the California Institute of the Arts.
Yes.
Where many Pixar animators studied. It's often used as an Easter egg in Pixar films. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I believe Disney was involved with the founding of that college, which is pretty wild.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I read that somewhere as well.
Yeah. Okay. Question number two. So you've got one right. Congrats. What was the first ever Disney animated film to feature a completely original storyline not based on existing material? So if you remember, most of those early movies were based on like basically old fairy tales. Which movie?
It's Pixar?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just Disney animated movie had an original storyline. It's an old movie. It's not like recent. But which one had an original storyline? First one.
Can you define old? Like, are we talking like...
It's one of the classics.
Okay.
But not based on a fairy tale.
Is it Bug's Life?
No, that's fairly recent. It's not a classic.
I mean, to me it is.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to give you one more guess. Think old. This is old. And animals are involved. That's all I'm going to say.
The Sorcerer's Stone?
No. Okay. Harry Potter?
I'm so sorry. I meant the Sword and the Stone.
Not the Sword and the Stone. Dumbo.
Oh, gosh. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
It's so sad.
Okay.
Do you agree?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Okay,
let's move on. Dumbo, incorrect.
The Sorcerer's Stone.
The Sorcerer's Stone.
I literally meant the Sword and the Stone. Sorry.
That's great. I wonder how Hermione's doing. And Ron and those rascal kids. Question number three is, in the Haunted Mansion attraction, what is the name of the infamous bride character in the attic scene?
Constance.
It is Constance. Do you know, I'll give you the point, but do you know the last name? She has a last name.
Ooh, can you tell me what it starts with?
H.
Oh gosh. I don't know, but I'm going to guess it's like Harrington or something.
And it's not Harrington. It is Hatchaway.
Hatchaway. Oh, duh. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Hey, yeah, that makes sense.
A little on the head and on the nose there. Constance Hatchaway. So you've got 2 for 3 so far. Two questions correct. Question number 4 is, which Disney theme park attraction features the character of Dr. Albert Falls as part of its backstory?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Which Disney theme park attraction features the character of Dr. Albert Falls as part of its backstory?
Disney theme park attraction.
Dr. Albert Falls.
Oh, gosh. Is it like one of those you're like, it's...
No, it's... I would say it played more of a part in Disney World's version than Disneyland for a while.
Dr. Albert Falls?
Albert Falls.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
You don't know. Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise.
Do you remember eating at Skipper's Canteen? And it was, they had Dr. Albert Falls and his daughter had taken over since then.
Yeah.
You know, scratched out the first name
or
something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't remember. Maybe we should just go, like, go on it again.
Okay, sure.
Disney World.
Let's just book a flight and head out there. Okay. 2 out of 4 so far. What attraction did Frozen Ever After replace in Epcot?
Okay. Okay, I literally talk about this all the time. It's the one I didn't go on.
I've never
been on it before.
No.
And it sounded super bizarre. I remember you telling me about it. Okay, hold on. Let me think here.
In the Norway Pavilion in Epcot, Frozen Ever After replaced this attraction, and I'm almost positive they really didn't change the track. The track's almost, I think, the same. Of course, the theming changed, but...
I don't remember.
Maelstrom.
Maelstrom, that's what it was. For some reason, my mind went straight to the Great Movie Ride, and that's not...
Absolutely not. That is not where it was at. Oh, my. We should not do trivia when
we're... I was in the Hyperion. Not the Hyperion, the Chinese Theater.
Yes.
Right, Hollywood Studios.
Yes, Hollywood Studios.
I don't know. Yeah. What was that ride based off of? Maelstrom?
Maelstrom.
Maelstrom.
It was like the story of the Norwegian folk. Something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, next question is, what is the most visited international Disney park? So what is the most visited international Disney park?
Ooh.
Not counting Disneyland and Walt Disney World.
I'm going to say Hong Kong. Shanghai.
No.
No?
Tokyo.
Oh, gosh.
Tokyo Disney welcomed 12 million visitors in 2022. Those are the most recent figures I got.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to go to Tokyo.
12 million people visited that dang park. The domestic ones, insane. Like, Walt Disney World, it's something like close to 20 million people visited.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? Okay, question. I think you're at 2 right now, right? 2, correct?
Yeah.
Number 7, in Beauty and the Beast, what does Belle request as a gift from her father when he asks what she wants upon his return from the fair?
A rose.
A rose, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Great
and
job.
It's a white one, if you want to get specific.
Whoa, someone's getting specific over here. Next question is, what is the highest grossing Disney film of all time? Now again, think of all the only hint I'm going to give you is don't think just the Disney brand, think of all the things they own. What's the highest grossing Disney film of all time?
Oh, gosh. Isn't it like Toy Story 3?
No.
What is it?
Again, the hint was don't think of Disney, is what I tried to tell you.
Oh, no.
What do they own? What other brands do they own?
Oh, it's the Avengers movie.
Which Endgame? One? Correct.
Yeah, okay, okay. All that right. one doesn't count. Don't give me that.
Okay, so Avengers Endgame grossed worldwide $2,788,912,285. So $2.8 billion.
That was an amazing movie.
That is unbelievable to me.
And the whole movie was just worth that one scene.
It was great.
They were all in it together.
Yeah, it was good. Oh my gosh. Good flick. What year did the first Disney cruise line ship, the Disney Magic, set sail on its maiden voyage? What year?
Was in 1999? No, wait. Hold on. Don't wait. Hold on.
We're so bad.
1991?
No.
Oh my God, what is it?
1998.
Okay, it's close enough.
July 30th, 1998. It was not.
Well, I mean, I feel like as a Disney fan, so you no, don't need to know when the
you
first
are so far
sailed.
3 out of 9. 3 out of 9.
How did I still? You won still.
Question 10.
Oh my God.
In addition to Mickey Mouse, which other Disney character was featured on Walt Disney's personal stationery and served as a symbol of his creative vision? So think of, think of the characters that played a major part early on in Disney's story. And I will just tell you, this character was featured all over TV. If you watch all the old stuff in black and white when Walt Disney was on TV, this character was very much featured right in the beginning of this show and would introduce the show almost. This character doesn't talk, but I'm really trying to give you as many hints as I can.
Okay, now you confuse me on they don't talk.
Mm-hmm. Most of these, I guess most don't. Yeah, this character does not talk. But,
oh God, okay, so I originally was going to say Donald Duck.
No.
Okay, so it's clearly not Donald Duck. It's not Goofy.
In addition to Mickey Mouse, which other Disney character was featured on Walt Disney's personal stationery and served as a symbol of his creative vision?
Is it Steamboat Willie?
No.
Oh gosh, I have no idea. I can't think of one that doesn't talk. Pluto.
Not Pluto. Okay. Tinkerbell.
What?
Tinkerbell.
Okay.
She was all over. Literally, she did the little pixie dust and she would do the bing and then the...
From the beginning?
From the very... I mean, pretty early on.
Okay, because I was thinking of like it had to be something that he created at the beginning.
Oh,
because no. I'm like, okay, Peter Pan came out so much later. I'm like, I didn't think it'd be anything from
them. I don't
think
it was that much later.
But like it came out like after like Snow White and stuff. So I'm kind of like...
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, okay, it has to be like one of the Fab Five or something.
Got it.
That's a really great question.
Yeah, it was interesting to see.
I mean, again, if you think about it, it does make sense, obviously, because he's upset. Like, Tinkerbell is obviously, it's on everything, even at the parks.
Everything, yeah.
So that makes sense. But wow. Okay, wow. Well, I got 4 out of 10.
I think it was 3.
3.
I mean, I hate to be that, but 3 out of 10, I got 5. I wasn't much better. So hopefully at home, you got a way better score because that was pretty, that was bad. I mean, we're bad. That was bad for even our standards. That was rough. But again, after a long day of grinding it out, this is what we're left with.
You know, I don't even think it's that. I think they were just really hard questions.
I don't think so. Watch, someone's going to be coming and be like, I got 19 out of 20. But no, that was fun. These are always tough. But always fun. And it actually shows me I need to brush up on my Disney trivia. I need to watch more movies. It's hard. It's way less time now to do those kinds of things. But we need to make time just to like throw something on. And even if we only watch 30 minutes of it, we can at least say we did it.
So. We've been wanting to watch Hercules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one we watched like half of on the last cruise we were on and never finished it. So I really want to watch it from the beginning. But the music, my gosh.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I love good. It.
But yeah, that's what we've been up to. And that's what we just did. Scored very terribly on this test we gave ourselves. Hopefully at home you scored way better than us because, again, that was pretty rough. And we're exhausted, so I'm going to just chalk it up to that and not that we're really bad at trivia.
I don't know. I think we're pretty
bad. Oh, yeah, we're pretty bad. Thank you so much for listening. It was a pretty short show this week, but, that's all we got for you. I mean, sometimes it's just this is what we got left in the tank. So thanks for sticking around. Thanks for hanging out with us, even if it was a short episode. You can find us over on Instagram and Threads at Market House Podcast. Make sure to follow us over there for pictures from the park and exciting news and announcements. Consider leaving a review on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Both are a huge help to the show. Again, like we mentioned before, we do have a Patreon, markethousepodcast.com/support. Thank you so much for all of our supporters. And Nick, thank you for joining the club.
Yes, thank you so much.
Remember to use our Getaway Today link for your future trip bookings. You can check out the episode details for that link and use code MarketHouse10 to save an additional $10. Join us next week for another episode. It has been fun. It's been grand and embarrassing.
Bye.